هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینه. Rebaz Mohammed has a passion for football playing. He is now a professional football freestyler. He's a Guinness World Record holder. He has performed his incredible freestyle skills all over the world and is ranked as one of the most experienced freestylers when it comes to entertaining a crowd. Welcome to SBS Kurdish, Rebaz.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Could you briefly tell us about yourself and how you ended up in the UK?
Okay, so my name is Rebaz Mohammed. I was born in Kurdistan, in the regional Kurdistan. I was there for 16 years. Then I moved to the UK when I was 16 in 2012. And I've been living in the UK for almost 12 years. I was playing football for a team, semi-professional. Then I found freestyle football in 2014, and I've been doing it for almost 10 years.
Okay, so you stole away my first question, which was when did you discover your skill?
So basically, I could still add to it. So I was a footballer, and I really liked the skills that I was seeing on YouTube. So I saw a few skills, I really liked it. I decided to learn a few just so it can help me with my football world. And I just learned more and more. I went to the first ever UK championships. I watched them live. And it's more like breakdancing, more like one-to-one battling each other in competition. So I really liked it. And I was like, this sport is amazing. And I started from there a year later. So I did freestyle and football for a year. But I had to decide one of them to be a professional. And I saw nobody in the Kurdish community has ever made it pro. Mm-hmm. And I said, it's a good opportunity for me to make it pro. Represent both UK and Kurdistan, and also inspire the next generation of the Kurds.
Rebaz, you've just mentioned earlier you played football professionally, and you said you had the choice, you know, you wanted to make a choice, but why did you leave the playing football professionally?
I played semi-professional, which is, we call that in the UK, I'm not sure if it's the same in Australia, which is half professional.
So
while I was playing, I actually couldn't speak a word in English. So it was very hard for me to play and not being able to speak or understand anything. So first 2 years I played, and then I played for college as well for 3 years, which we won 2 years in a row. I became the best player of the second year in college, but then I really loved freestyle. It's a sport that has addiction. And once you learn more skills, you just want to develop more. But I would say big part of it is because you can express yourself more. So I realized while I was doing both that I enjoy a sport that I can express myself. And if I do well or bad, I can blame myself or praise myself, let's say.
Are you shocked by how many views you get on each clip and attention you've gained?
Yes, recently, I've been getting millions, especially on TikTok. So it's been doing really well, especially when I wear Kurdish traditional clothing. I discovered that about 2 years ago, where when I was first time wearing the Kurdish clothing and people loved it. So I decided to sometimes change it up and do it. And now everybody knows me as the Kurdish guy that does the trick with the Kurdish clothing on.
How many times a week do you practice, Rebaz?
So I would say I train 5 times a week. So I have 1 day for filming. So I will say that's kind of off. But I still obviously do tricks. I'm just filming my videos for my social media, which is obviously important for me. And I have a day off, fully off, just resting. So I would say 5 times a week.
What's your goal in life?
So in life, obviously, to be honest with you, this might obviously sound a bit bad for me to say I have achieved what I wanted. But I've almost achieved everything I wanted, to be honest. I wanted to be a pro, I became, and I wanted to be in the Guinness World Record. I got 4 now, which I am. I can tell you now, before anyone, I'm actually planning to do a few more Guinness World Records very soon, which hopefully I will be doing. And obviously, to get the message across, because I went back to Kurdistan last year, and I realized not everybody knows me, but then through TVs and radios like yourself, people have actually known what freestyle football is. And that was one of my goals, I would say, and I've achieved that. So, but there's always, obviously, more things to achieve.
I saw you had a photo with David Beckham. What was that like?
Yes, but I was when I was performing at Wembley Stadium. That's the biggest stadium in the UK, in England. And I saw him at the event, and I said, "Let's get a photo. Why not?" but I've met so many footballers, so many people. I have actually. I'm not sure if you knew. Mm-hmm. I did an advert with Lionel Messi in 2020.
What was that like for Dubai?
So I didn't see him, but I was in the same advert. So he was filming in Barcelona at the time. I was filming in London, but then we were in the same advert, and he posted it on his page, which is still an honor for me, obviously, even though I'm a Ronaldo fan, but still an honor for me.
So when do you meet these famous footballers? What's your feeling? What do you think? And what goes through your mind?
Yeah, so for me, to be honest, to you now, because when I obviously first started, when I was just a normal footballer, I obviously would get shocked and star-shocked. But now, I would say, because of I've been all over the world performing at massive stages for thousands of people, myself, under pressure, competing. So as an athlete, obviously it's amazing to see other athletes, especially the legends in football. But I just see them as like, obviously I respect their talent, I respect their skills and what they've achieved. Then I see myself as an athlete, so I saw them as like someone I respect. I don't get shocked anymore, if I'm being honest. And only if I meet Ronaldo, because I'm a big Ronaldo fan. But it's still amazing, obviously, to see them.
Of course. What advice do you have for young Kurds wanting to pursue their dreams?
To be honest, I would say the most important is, if I'm being honest to you, is to not listen to anyone, even your own parents sometimes.
You have to listen to your parents.
They love you. Yeah, I mean, they love you. It's, you know, our culture is very, very hard to do something different. It's like, what I do is very unique. You can see in the UK, everybody just comes to me when I go out, mm-hmm. and they all recognize me and say, I am really proud, and you are an inspiration for us to actually do something different, not just follow the same thing. Because your parents obviously love you. They want you to go the safe route. But then I would say, do listen to them at everything. But then sometimes for your own life, if you think, for example, being a sport person is better than, let's say, you're not made for studying. Of course, study if that's what you want in life. But if you want sport, that's what I did, for example. I prioritized, let's say, sport over studying. And I became professional in what I do. So and obviously, my parents now support me fully. So I would say my advice is to follow your dream. Don't listen to anyone, but do get advice on board. So if someone advises you, obviously try and always take you on board, but always listen to what you want to become. Because when you start, everybody just says, oh, you can't become, it's too hard, it's never been done in our culture, this and that. But realistically, if you put your mind into it, if you work hard, and I don't see why not you becoming anything, to be honest.
Rebaz Mohammed, thank you for being on SBS Kurdish, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much for having me.
Like Baka, Para Baka, Tebniya Khabnifsina, SBS Kurdi, Lisar Facebook, Bishobina.